Okay, you're wondering about the glasses. No, I'm not starting a British rock group. I'm just trying to look smart. See, looking smart is really about accessories. Okay, first, the dorky glasses. Dorky glasses show that you read so much you have permanent eye strain. Next, carry thick books. The writer should be someone with a foreign name you can't pronounce. And here's a little trick. Make pencil comments in the margin and let other people see them. Things like, how true, exclamation point, or I disagree, exclamation point, exclamation point. Now that you look smart, you'll have to sound smart, which is even easier. All you have to do is add the letters A-G-E to everything. Catch my driftage? Okay, now that you look smart and sound smart, is that enough to make you smart? Only if you're stupid enough not to know the difference. It's like my history teacher, Mr. Futstein, always says. It's not what you know that makes you smart. It's knowing what you don't know. It's dangerous to think you know everything. Morning, Fergface.
How true, how true. But I already knew that.
Take my brother. Please!
Love this cauliflower ice cream.
Cauliflower ice cream?
Mm-hmm. Gee, Mom, did you know that cauliflower chemically resembles milk? It's the one vegetable that is closely related to the dairy group.
Really, Ferguson? That's very interesting.
Mom, he's making it up.
It's a hypothesis of mine. I'm currently working up the experimental verification.
Then why don't they milk cauliflowers?
Of course, not all theories are ultimately proven to be true. Mom, perhaps you'd like some help granulating that vegetal substance.
Why, thank you, Ferguson.
Okay, you've probably noticed that Ferg breath is acting even more obnoxious than usual. Here's why. It was Tuesday, 2 p.m. Ferguson Darling's class is given IQ test at school. Ferguson is asked, if pleeps are floops and floops are leaps, then what are pleeps? Ferghead answers, leaps, and thinks he scored big. He attempts to verify.
Gee, Mrs. Engelberger, that was the most enjoyable test I've ever taken. I just hope I didn't perform below my potential. See, I'd be stupid.
Stupid? Why, Ferguson, you scored the highest in the class.
Not in the whole school, I mean.
Really?
The highest?
You're in the top 5% of the country in your age group. Of course, it's best to keep this information to yourself and not let it go to your head.
Absolutely. Of course. I would never let it go to my head.
Yes! Yes! I'm a genius! Yes!
Enough to have a cretin like Ferguson for a brother. Now I have a cretin brother who thinks he's a genius.
Dad, can you sign my application for the Young and Gifted Society?
Well, sure, Ferguson, but yesterday you had me sign a consent sheet for, accelerated learning program.
Dear, don't you think you're overextending yourself?
Mom, I believe a young mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Fortunately, they didn't waste one on you.
Isn't it time, Mom, for my high-protein brain power shake?
Okay, maybe Fergwad did get a high IQ score. But if he's so smart, why does he give such stupid Christmas presents? How come he has to cheat at miniature golf? And would a real genius get into so many dumb kitchen accidents?
Hey! What the hell is that?
He forgot to put the top on.
Thank you for reminding me, Dad. I was preoccupied asking myself, should I compose a symphony like Mozart, discover a cure for the common cold, or simply invent a better blender?
Maybe you should start with a cure for nausea. Okay, Elvis, which of these four is least like the other three? Tuna sandwich? Pizza? Ferguson. Cheeseburger. Hi, Sam. Watch out for Elvis.
Hey, what's up?
I've designed an IQ test for Elvis.
How's he doing?
I think he can score higher than Ferg Brains if I ask the right questions. Well, what's with the egg?
It's for human sciences class. Mr. Smutney's teaching us about responsibility.
Responsibility for an egg?
Actually, for a baby. But Mr. Smutney thinks if we learn how to take care of an egg, we'll have a greater appreciation for life. Besides, he owns a chicken farm.
Well, how do you know if you're doing well?
I get an F if my egg breaks.
Here. You better use this for a nest.
Thanks. Hey, maybe you should see how Elvis responds to television.
Great idea. Hold on, Elvis.
We'll be back with more Brain Drain, where the super quizziest quiz kids in the tri-state area face off to answer the questions that boggle the brain, blah, 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 and stump the stupid. Because being smart is an art. And the loser has to take the long, disgusting ride down that goopy brain drain. Bye-bye. It's sticky, it's yucky, it's goopy goo. Brain Drain, the smartest show on television. So don't go away.
I see you're watching your intellectual superiors engage in a high-powered competition.
What do you want, Ferginoid?
I just want to inform you that for the next hour, I'll be shutting off the plumbing while I test my theory on the dehydration of water.
That's a good idea. You can package it for camping trips. Hey, what are you doing?
Borrowing your TV. Mom and Dad gave me permission.
Permission to steal?
It's for research. They said you could use the TV downstairs for purposes of mere entertainment.
Is getting that score what makes Fergwood a genius, or would he still be a genius without the score?
I think it's a whole which came first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing.
I thought it was more like, does a tree falling in an empty forest make a sound kind of thing?
Maybe it's the grass is always greener on the other side situation. Well, I better go. I have to defrost the pizza before my dad gets home.
Hey, Sam. You forgot your egg.
Oh, thanks. And this is only the first day.
It says here you should allow your gifted child full access to kitchen and work areas.
But, Janet, I don't see why he has to use my drafting table and desk.
Has anyone seen my calculator?
It says it's important to permit time for thinking and daydreaming. Just because your child does not look busy does not mean his mind is not busy.
So you mean when Ferguson's picking his nose, he's really thinking deep thoughts.
Oh, Clarissa, I told Ferguson he could ask you about borrowing your television set.
Well, Mom, he already helped himself. Oh. But do you know if he took my calculator, too?
My T-square is missing.
Now, guys, you know sometimes Ferguson tends to overcompensate because he's the youngest.
Does he have to overcompensate by stealing my stuff?
Let's try to be supportive, huh? Now, where did I put that mini clip-on light with the adjustable magnifying lens? Ferguson?
Okay, here are some ways I think we could be more supportive of Fergwit. Number one, send Ferghead to an Albanian learning school.
Stupid American! I said take from 4 potato, 12 potato!
But then there won't be any potatoes left for dinner!
Of course not!
Number two, enroll him in an intensive marine science course on a long sea voyage.
Get me out of here!
Then there's always freezing his brain until more advanced forms of education are developed. And if these don't help Ferguson's education, they would still do me a lot of good.
Excuse me, Janet. Has Carl Sagan returned my phone call yet?
What did you say, Ferguson?
Janet, I was merely inquiring. My esteemed colleague Carl Sagan had called.
Ferguson, did you call me Janet?
As an intellectual peer, I feel the terms Mom and Dad connote a childish frame of mind.
Oh.
Ferguson?
Yes, Marshall.
She Mom. Me, Dad. You, Ferguson. You got it?
Absolutely, Dad. I see your point. There are definite advantages to familial forms of address.
Thanks, son. Oh, you know, there's a father-son field day next weekend. Architects versus the zoning board. What do you say?
Will there be strenuous physical activity?
Yeah, that'll be great. Softball, capture the flag, horseshoe tossing, potato sack races.
Oh, I'd love to, Dad, but any sport requiring strenuous manual dexterity could be trouble. I have to preserve my hands in case neurosurgery beckons. Oh, by the way, Dad, I noticed your little design problem. If you square the hypotenuse, you'll find you can more than triple the floor space.
What? Hey, he's right. Thanks, Ferguson.
Everyone's allowed a lucky guess. What if it's true? What if Ferguson really is a child genius? Imagine what that would do to the rest of the world. Think of the damage he could cause in any field like relativity.
The important thing to remember about the theory of relativity is that it demonstrates how all beings are relatively inferior, relative to me, particularly my relatives.
And what would music be like composed by such a monster?
Someday, this will be the mantra of the universe.
So, could it be? Ferguson, darling, child genius.
Nah.
Hey, Ferghead.
Go away. I'm in the middle of important research.
Aha! My calculator.
What can I do for you, sister dear? Having trouble with your childish calculations?
I want my stuff back.
Oh, you mean the paltry material possessions with which you've made petty emotional attachments?
Now, Fergface!
I'd love to return the aforementioned items, but the NAASP, National Association for the Advancement of Smart People, reserves the right to appropriate all calculators, electronic equipment...
My television, please, or I destroy these!
Give that back!
Another application to one of your phony study groups?
This happens to be an application to get on brain... Forget it. Take your TV.
What's this?
Hey, that's confidential to the NAASP.
What is this?
I, Ferguson Darling, have discovered the secret to a utopian tomorrow. In Fergus World, weather will be carefully regulated, population strictly controlled, and video game stores abundantly stocked, all beneath a sealed Geo-Fergus dome.
Fergus World is just a shopping mall with a statue of you in the center.
I plan to bring all civilization to a more advanced level of... Fergus-ness.
Mom and Dad can't afford this. Just how do you plan to finance Fergus Mall?
Mom and Dad? Ha! I don't have to worry about Mom and Dad anymore. Once the prize money comes in...
Prize money?
Did I say prize money?
You said prize money.
Oh, you know, the Nobel Prize money. And with my television appearance...
You're gonna be on TV.
I don't see where that's any of your business.
Of course not. I'm sure you're not talking about going on a TV show with prize money, say, brain drain.
What do I care if you know my plan? It's too late for you or anyone! No one can stop me now! First I'll conquer brain drain, then the world!
I've got to stop him before it's too late! There must be something in here that'll help me stop Ferguson. I managed to get a peek at his 5-year plan for world domination. Let's look at the calendar. In exactly 3 weeks, 2 days, and 13 and a half hours, Ferguson appears on Brain Drain.
I won!
8 months later, Ferguson invests money in Inceptronics Video Games Limited.
Sell.
He buys on margin, triples profit.
Sell.
Step three,
sell.
Ferguson buys bank mortgage on our house, puts it up for sale. Step four, Ferguson breaks ground for construction of Fergus World. And the final step, Fergus World franchised across the globe.
It's mine! All mine!
There you have it, Ferguson Darling. World ruler in 5 easy steps. You can't just sit back and watch it happen. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Nice satchel.
I couldn't find a sitter. What are you reading?
Ferguson's books.
From learning to earning, I'm smart, you're not.
I'm looking for a counterattack.
Don't you think you're overreacting to a simple case of Fergus' ego on parade?
This is bigger than Ferguson's ego. We're talking about the future of civilization as we know it.
I think you're getting carried away.
Listen to this. Warning. Building brain power too quickly may lead to severe brain dysfunction, including headaches, memory loss, and nervous twitching.
Cool. Perfect reason to stop doing homework.
Don't you realize that this is the answer?
Answer to what? What are you going to do?
I'm gonna give Ferg Breath the gentle nudging he needs. It'll push him right over the edge.
Okay, here's our first question. Pasteurization was developed by what French chemist? Adam.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Wrong. I'm afraid you've got
correct
the wrong
answer. Answer is Louis Pasteur, you idiots!
Hi, Fergface. I'm so glad to see that you're making educational use of my TV.
Thank you, but if you don't mind, I can't be bothered by little people as I prepare for my supreme challenge and ultimate victory.
Well, I have here some great study materials that might help you. Every question in the world, every answer in the world, you two can know everything in the world, and dress for success.
Dress for success?
As future world ruler, it's important for you to present the right image. You know, the right clothes, the right shoes, the proper hairstyles.
You're trying to trick me with all this stuff.
How could I trick you? You're a genius.
That's true. I'm surprised they even thought of that.
Hey, guys. How's it going, Ferguson?
His head is getting bigger, even as we speak.
I can actually feel my brain growing.
Well, why don't you give it a breather? We'll go up to Lake Baxter and we'll do some fishing, get out in the sunshine.
Well, it might be fun to rejuvenate the melanin content of my epidermis.
Ferguson, think about your studying. You haven't even covered the names of the lower sponge phyla yet.
You're right. I must study. You understand, genius beckons.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you change your mind, let me know.
That means you too. Please, run along. My brainwaves may be dangerous.
Okay, I just thought you might like to see a computerized software study schedule used by prominent geniuses.
I'm doing fine on my own, thank you.
Obikabi, you don't have to see it if you don't want to.
Wait! It couldn't hurt to take a look.
With Captain Einstein's genius software, you are able to learn virtually everything there is to know about virtually everything in approximately 3 weeks, 2 days, and 9.5 hours.
That's exactly how much time I have till brain drain.
Hey, isn't that great?
Hey, brain food.
We'll start with philosophy. See, all you can do is swallow all those books.
Look how big my mouth is.
True to life. You're ready for a new subject.
Ornithology. There are so many books.
Faster, you can do it.
I'm already up to musicology.
You're a genius.
And my head's exploding.
Just so full of knowledge.
Wow. I really can learn everything in the world.
But you better get started. You're already 30 seconds behind schedule.
I think I'll try that again.
How can he study so much? Maybe his brain is made of expandable gummy bears.
Or spandex. He's memorized up to volumes PA through PR of the encyclopedia.
And his brain still hasn't exploded? You need a new plan.
I don't know, Sam. For the first time, I think I hit a wall. I mean, the Ferg monster is actually getting smarter.
There's only one way to stop him.
Dip him in formaldehyde and donate his parts to science?
No, you've got to beat him at his own game.
You mean?
Exactly. You've got to get on that show and show him who's boss.
How am I going to get him brain drained in 2 weeks?
Do you still have a copy of the application?
Yeah, but even if I pass, how am I going to get on the show in time?
My dad says smart people know that it's not what you know, it's who you know.
What do you mean? I don't know anyone.
My dad knows someone down at the TV station. I'll ask him.
Thanks. Hey, Sam.
Huh?
You forgot your egg.
Gee. I hope I'm not doomed to become an irresponsible parent.
Ferguson, more lima bean ice cream?
Did you know that lima beans take their name from... Oh, never mind.
That's okay, honey. Take a break.
Yeah. Well, I am a little tired.
Have another scoop, huh?
You know, family, it's times like these, special times, when we get to kick back, put our feet up, the call for a good cigar.
Ferguson? Forget it.
Dad, you know, I've been reconsidering the father-son field day.
Really? Oh, we'll have a great time. We'll do the father-son sack race and...
Mm-hmm. I'll get it. Darling residents. Hi, Sam. You're kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding! Are you kidding? That's awesome. Thanks, Sam.
Well, was he kidding?
Ferguson, I don't think you want to take any more time away from your studying.
Well, the show's still 2 weeks away, and since I'm a genius...
Actually, they changed your appearance on the show to next week.
They did.
Yeah. That was Sam. See, I filled out an application to Brain Drain, and Sam's dad knows the guy who's the voice of Brain Drain. They think a brother-sister show is really neat. Can you believe it? They want us on the show together next week.
That's incredible.
Ferguson, you all right?
This is an outrage! I'm the genius! Me! I'm the one!
Now, Ferguson, I think it's wonderful that your sister will be there with you.
I'll bury you!
Keep studying, Fergwad.
I'll be in my room memorizing the periodic tables.
do you cram for a game show?
You can cram for anything. Why spend a whole semester on doing what you can do in a day?
But can you learn it all in a day?
Hey, it's kind of like brushing and flossing before you go to the dentist to make up for the months of neglect.
My dentist can always tell. Well, I guess I've done all I can do. At least I know what I know.
You'll do great. Just remember that flammable means the same thing as inflammable. They love that question.
Hey, Sam, where's your egg?
I can't find it anywhere.
But it's due Monday.
Yeah, I'll probably get an F. Well, gotta go.
Go where?
The supermarket. I'm gonna go reminisce in the dairy section.
Where the best and the brightest win big prizes, and the blunderheads slide down that icky, goopy brain drain. It's the smartest show on television. After this message, we'll meet today's goofy quiz kids in a special brother and sister face-off.
All right, we're in commercial.
This should be fun.
Just get ready to take a dip in the goo.
Okay, Munchkins, when we get back, remember to look like you're thinking hard out there.
I'll try, Dan, but it's hard to think hard when you already know everything.
Wow. That's a heavy thought, kid.
In 4, 3, 2.
And we're back to play Brain Drain. Let's give a big hello to our masterminds, Clarissa Darling and Ferguson Darling. Ferguson, tell us a little something about yourself.
Well, Dan, I'm the smartest one in my family. I have a very high IQ.
Isn't that terrific? What about you? Clarissa's an interesting name. Where does it come from?
My parents gave it to me.
Isn't that amazing? Let's start round one. When you hear this, that's the sound of a wrong answer. 3 wrong answers, and you'll be taking a ride down the brain drain. Oh, looks pretty slimy down there. Here's our first question. What is an imaginary number? Clarissa.
An imaginary number is a number you make up in your dream, like... Once, I dropped to this totally weird number. It looked like an upside-down 13.
Wrong! Ferguson.
Dan, an imaginary number is the square root of any negative real number.
Right! You get $500!
$500 closer to Fergus World.
Here's our next question. What is an oxymoron? Back to Clarissa.
An oxymoron is a pairing of words with opposite meanings. For example, stupid genius.
That is correct.
I'm just lucky I have an oxymoron for a brother.
And that's $500 for Clarissa. Ooh, that's the end of round one, and it's a tie. So fire up those neurons for round two. The darlings will have the advantage as they face off together against our reigning brother and sister champion. Yes, that's right, 2 brother and sister teams. Clarissa, join your brother, and we'll meet the challengers and former champions.
We have to play together?
This can't be happening.
It's the Wurtenhofer twins. Shelly, last time you came on, you were finishing medical school.
That's right, Dan. Since I turned 11, I've been head of genetic experimentation at the Planck Research Institute. I also enjoy rollerblading.
Sheldon, I understand you're on your second PhD?
Yes, I'm writing my dissertation for a doctorate in geomolecular biology. My favorite food is finger-licking fried chicken.
I guess you'd call that brain food, huh? Time to psych up the synapses and play Brain Drain. Remember, 3 wrong answers will get you a ride down the cranial slide. Here's your first question. What is... entropy. Darlings.
Well, you're the genius.
Entropy. Oh, I always get that confused with inertia.
So why you buzz?
I need an answer in 3 seconds.
Is inertia entropy, or is entropy inertia, or...
Wrong!
What do you mean, wrong?
Wurtenhofer's.
Dan, entropy is a tendency towards chaos. Of course.
That's $1,000! Here's our next question. What is the definition of pie? Darlings.
Pie is a dish consisting of a pastry crust with a filling such as cherry, apple, or lemon meringue. It is often served a la mode.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Wurtenhofer's.
Pie is equal to the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter.
Right. Another $1,000 is yours.
And I know you were talking about P-I and not P-I-E.
Yeah, you should have made it clear.
Okay, darlings. It's time for our bonus question worth $10,000. Straight from the brain box. Here we go. what is the difference between flammable and inflammable? Darlings.
Flammable and inflammable.
This is an outrage! I heard him say pie! You can't say pie when you mean pie!
Will you let me answer? Flammable and inflammable are actually...
Oh, time's up! The Wurtenhoffers are our winners! Darlings, get ready to go down the brain drain. This should be fun. Bye-bye, cherry pie. Look at them go! Oh, yuck! They're icky, they're sticky! And that's our show! See you next week on Brain Drain!
Now I know what it feels like to be trapped in a Jell-O mold.
Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.